Not to miss. After spending around 2 hours, you can become acquainted with some of the most famous paintings. For example, try to interpret the enigmatic smile of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, or admire the perfect proportions of the Venus of Milo, El Sully, Michelangelo, Belin, Donatello, and Mayol are some of the great sculptures also represented here. Carousel du Louvre. The other major development is underground, a vast space stretching from the Hall Napoléon, the main entrance to the museum, beneath the pyramid to beyond the Arc du Carousel. Known as the Espace Carousel du Louvre, its central crossroads, Place de la Pyramide Inversée, is fed with daylight through an inverted pyramid, a smaller model of the pyramid. From the Hall Napoléon, shops, restaurants, exhibition spaces, and bits of the old fortress's outer defenses make up the cold, classy, and commercial Carousel du Louvre gallery. Beyond are several auditoriums and conference halls, car and bus parking areas, and new premises for the Louvre's research department, unique in the world for having its own particle accelerator to examine subatomic bits of works of art and archaeological finds. Before this subterranean complex was dug out, archaeologists discovered Stone Age tools, remnants of an Iron Age farm growing lentils, peas, fruit, and cereals, a house dating from 300 BC, a 14th century manor house, complete with wall paintings and garden, and Catherine de Médicis' unfinished Tuileries Palace. There will be direct access to the Espace Carousel du Louvre from the metro and from Place du Carousel. The virtue of the new parking spaces will be to clear Rue de Rivoli and Place du Palais Royal of the lines of coaches disgorging these passengers into the Louvre.